One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
And welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Georgia Jones.
And I'm Kelsey Parker.
Oh, it's a double whammy today. And all we've got to say is we are tired.
We are so tired. We just got into the studio. I was like, I'm so tired. And Jones was like, I'm so tired.
The energy level's low, but we're going to try and like...
We're going to lift it for
we're
you.
We're going to lift it for
positive
this
positive vibes only, but... It's tough. It's tough being a working mum.
It really is. The world is not designed for mothers that want to do it all. That is all it boils down to.
That's so unfair.
Isn't it?
It's unfair because you want to be the mum, you want to be present, you want to be there, but also you want to work, mm-hmm. you want to have a career.
Yeah.
And it's, you have to have people come into your house.
Yeah. And it's just so hard to have it all. Like, so now we're both running on very low battery. Should we just like go on holiday for a week together or something?
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. We can record the podcast from there and then technically we're still working. So this week we're talking about mum fails. Now this is just something that just makes my world light up because it just makes me feel less of a failure as a mum when I hear other people. So,
George, I feel like I've heard some of yours already.
You probably have.
And what was the one that you said that when you went to the teacher and was like, oh, what should I have been signing into?
Oh, the homework.
It was the homework.
Still not bloody done it, have I?
Have you not?
No, but let's not talk about that because it just sends me into a pit of doom. What I will tell you about is, I would say this is my biggest mum fail that I've ever had, and it was during lockdown. So it was the height of the pandemic. And, you know, when you could only go out for, like, your hour's exercise. And Cooper was still in a pram at this point. He was only little. And I was power marching along. And I got to the pavement. And I went to push the pram up the pavement. And have you ever had it when the kids have been little and the wheel almost, like, buckles under itself when your pram topples up?
Yeah.
Well, the pram toppled over. But it didn't just topple over. It toppled forwards. Cooper was strapped in.
Oh, bless Cooper.
I fell over on top of the pram.
Oh, no, stop.
Cooper's... The first thing that met the pavement was Cooper's head. Cracked his head open.
No!
Yeah. Honestly, I was in bits. There wasn't that many people around because obviously it was a pandemic and no one was really out and about.
People were staying in and making the most of their hours.
Yeah, exactly. And I was on the pavement cradling Cooper.
Was it just you? Just me, on my own. So Danny wasn't with you?
No. I remember I sat on the pavement, held him, because you know when if you cut your head, it bleeds a lot more dramatically than, like, it actually should. Well,
yeah, yeah. I remember as a kid, I had, like, a pinprick on my head and literally it, like,
poured. Yeah, exactly. And I remember, like, sitting on the pavement, holding him and going, help! Can somebody help? Back, I'm like, God, what a drama queen.
I wouldn't say that's a mum foul. That was an accident.
Yeah, but I didn't even judge the pavement properly. I should have, at that point in my motherhood stage, known how to get up a pavement with my pram.
Yeah, but my kids do it with their scooters. You know, there's so many, like, bumps in the road now.
Yeah.
They, like, get to a point with their scooter, like, as we're crossing, like, the main road to get to their school, and Aurelia will like scoot or Bo, and they get stuck in the ground, and then literally they just fall forward, don't they, in slow-mo.
Oh, it's always in slow-mo when your child falls.
You're fine,
get up, it's okay.
That's my classic line, you're fine,
you're fine. Yeah, I know, same.
Oh, he was probably too, did he watch Peter Rabbit in the morning?
No, not anymore.
I always sing to mine and they get so annoyed.
Sing,
because in Peter Rabbit they sing rabbits are brave, rabbits are brave, rabbits are brave. So I always sing it to the kids if they hurt themselves. I'm like, come on, get up, rabbits are brave. They go, shut up, I'm not it, a mommy. Rabbit. Your it. Mummy's rabbit. Actually, do you know what, mine's quite similar, but mine was actually like recent. It was at Christmas. So, you know, in Centre Parks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel like I'm going to wet myself already.
Why?
Right, so...
Did you wet yourself laughing? Or yeah, was but your
no, it
weak?
Was like wet myself laughing, but also I felt terrible. But I'm one of these people that, you know, when something bad happens, I just laugh.
Oh, my God, same. If somebody falls, like, I cannot help but laugh if somebody trips. It's just one of those. It's one of those things. I just can't help find funny.
Right, so you go and pick your bikes up from Centre Park.
Right.
So I went in, and obviously where I am, mum, dad, and everything.
Yeah.
I obviously had to have the kids because they can't ride bikes yet on the back of me. So what are they called? The little
like a tandem.
So it's like a trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they've put the trailer. I've got the bike with the trailer. The kids are in. And literally, I went to ride off and was like, we've got this, kids. But obviously, I've not thought about their trailers coming out wide behind me. So obviously, I'm a thin bike.
Oh, front. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as I've gone to ride out, I've hit a pillar. The bike's topped over. The kids have toppled over. Aurelia's hysterically screaming and crying. This bloke's like, oh my God, oh my God, are they okay? I'm like, they're fine. As I'm like wetting myself laughing at the same time. After that, I did obviously strap them in every time.
Yeah, I bet you did.
But it was Aurelia because she was so angry with me.
I'm not surprised. They do get angry though when something.
I was like, I didn't judge it. I'm sorry. But yeah, that was my like epic mum.
But they don't let you forget it either.
No. Aurelia brings it the whole weekend. She was like, oh, my mum knocked me off my trailer the first day.
Oh, yeah.
My mum knocked me off. Oh, my mum hit my head. My mum did that. I'm like, oh, yeah,
can we not say that to people out loud? Because I'm going to start reporting me to social services. Cooper still tells me now about the time I pushed him over in his pram. We did have to call an ambulance.
Did you actually?
We did, yeah. Because there was a lot of blood.
And what did they say?
Oh, they took him to hospital. He had to have he didn't have full stitches. He had butterfly stitches, but still. And it was at the time, I felt so bad as well because it was when it was all, do not call an ambulance unless you absolutely need to. And I was like, oh my God, I have put a strain on the system when there's already a massive
so
strain.
Much going on.
Yeah. I was like, what
and
have I done?
And there's Georgia is falling over a pram with a baby in it. No, that's like... I feel like yours is more of an accident, not actually a mum foul.
Thanks. Well, mine...
And mine. Can you say mine was a...
Yes, yours was an accident. It was. One of my very, very close friends, I won't say who it is because she might not want me to tell
name
everyone.
Name and shame.
She had taken her kid, who's five, into a disabled toilet because they had to go in together. They needed to get into this big toilet and... He needed a poo, I think. So she was leaning down, pulling his trousers down. And you know how in a disabled toilet, there's the arms, those big metal arms that come down. He was messing with it and he pulled on it while she was bent down, pulling his trousers down. And it fell on her head and knocked her out.
Stop it!
Knocked her out.
So she came round and she was
she
like...
came round to her poor little child screaming, thinking he'd killed his mother because he'd knocked her out.
That's sort of like the biggest lesson that he could have learned though, like to not muck around. Like, that's what happened.
That's either going to be a lesson or he's scarred for life. He'll never step foot in a public toilet again. But no, I mean, can you imagine coming to? And I said, do you know what the worst thing of that story was? That you were passed out on a public toilet floor.
Yeah. We've all been there on a Saturday
night.
We've all
been there. We've all laid on a public toilet floor before. She said it was a very clean one. That was
Thank God.
Your saving grace was that it was a very clean one. No, we did ask.
We asked you
our
guys.
Listeners. Yeah. You guys to send in. Some of your mum or dad fails, parent fails. And we got some good ones, didn't we?
Yeah.
What did you get?
So I actually got like a lot of the same. People locking their children in their cars.
Oh, God. What would you do, right? If you locked your kid in the car.
Well, this mum has said, I locked the keys in my car with my one-year-old in it, so I had to smash them out.
And a better phone was in there as
but
well.
But I know some, you know when the cars like lock inside?
Yeah.
I've known kids to be locked in because some reason the keys have, I don't know, it goes. Everything's automatically locked.
It does. Yeah, it does. If you leave your keys in your car too long, I think everything just locks itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, I had another one locked in the car once when she was one and she was strapped in the car seat.
Oh, no. I mean, I think the scary thing for me with that would be if you've locked your phone in and, like, you've not... Like, what do you do?
Again, it comes down to me being a solo parent that when you get the kids out the car and I put the kids in the house, I always take the house key with me in my pocket.
Yeah.
Or I leave it in the... There's often my car... My keys are in the... See, I can't even talk. I am tired, everyone.
Guys,
I'm so sorry.
If this podcast makes no sense, we are so sorry.
And I often... leave my keys in my front door because I'm so worried that they're going to shut the door on me, and they have done it.
Yeah.
And I have scared them. Is it? I don't know, this is a bit evil on my behalf, but I've had the keys in my pocket. They've shut the door and I've been like, I can't get back in. That's it. You're in the house on your own now. I can't get back in. To teach them to not shut that door.
I think it's worth it to teach them a lesson.
Yeah.
And actually, like,
Aurelia again, Bodhi, hysterically crying. I'm like, but you shut the door. How am I going to get back in now? That's
what?
It.
Yeah, what am I
have to
do?
Call the police. You're like, not the police.
And the police will get you because you've been naughty. That's the best one to use, I think.
Oh, it is.
When there's the strong arm of the law around, Cooper will behave very well because he's like, I don't want to be a baddie. I don't want to go to prison. He thinks like, you know.
At that age, it is the good and the bad though.
It is. Oh, at what point does that change? At what point do they stop being so lovely and innocent?
I had a woman message in and she said her little baby was about to fall off the sofa. She tried to catch it. And instead of catching it, she just slapped it in the face. I was like, that poor kid, I bet that little baby.
I feel like we've all been there, though, trying to catch a child on the sofa. Yeah, one of my best friend's little girls, who was the same age as Cooper, we had them at the same time, and the baby must have been about 6 months. She fell off the sofa and broke her arm. I know, but it can happen in a split second.
Yeah, I feel like my friend's little boy rolled his ankle on like a bit of, you know, like the kitchen, like the plastic, like a grape or something, or a bit of cake, like a plastic cake.
He
put his foot on
ones?
It and then rolled off it and he broke his ankle.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I would say he's potentially got slightly weak bones.
Maybe. We actually had this as well. So someone put, the first time clipping their nails, I accidentally nicked their finger.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom did that. And Tom was crying. And Aurelia both crying together. Tom's like, I feel so bad. But I think when you're cutting babies' nails, it's so hard.
It is. I used to bite Coopers.
Yeah.
I remember someone once said to me, bite them, don't clip them. Because you can like feel where their skin is. That is, I reckon, about 80% of listeners will have clipped their kid's skin.
100%.
Quite a scary thing to do though when you're a brand new parent. Yeah. Cutting their
nails.
And I
think with Tom, when we actually had the kids, that was his first interaction with actually a child.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Of that age.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of people's first like proper like
experience with a baby.
Yeah.
Whereas
and, like,
I've been around
babies,
had my brothers. Yeah. You know, I go on about them all the time. but I'd been around loads of babies. So I knew, but Tom had...
Not a clue.
Yeah, so he clipped it and he felt terrible.
There's nothing worse than when you accidentally hurt your baby.
Yeah.
Like, just do, like, not obviously not intentionally ever, but, like, you might do something like, I don't know, like, accidentally, like, when you're getting their clothes on, like, just nip their skin or something.
Yeah,
or pull,
especially where I've got my nails.
Yeah.
Right, goes, you scratched me. I'm like, I didn't mean to, but you should be dressing yourself, shouldn't you?
I put Cooper in the eye the other day and I felt terrible. Like, you just feel
you
so...
You do.
Why did you do that, Mummy?
And also, they like, just milk it as well, make you feel even worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. This lady said that her daughter went to school with no knickers on. She went on her scooter and flashed me when she got into school. I think I'd have to have marched in after Cooper and been like, mate, we need to take you home and get your knickers on. Because I couldn't let him go around with his little bits hanging out all day.
I have got to confess that Bodhi did go to football with
no pants on.
With no pants on, only his little football shorts on. And then I took him to it and I went, you've not got any pants on! Because he'd got himself dressed.
Well, I think...
He's really independent, so it's like that fine line of being like, I can't take his independence away from him. No. He's actually got himself dressed, but then he's forgot his pants.
Oh, bless him.
So it's all just flapping around.
I don't think they forget their pants. I think they know full well they've not put their pants on.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they just like it without the pants on.
Be free.
Cooper went through a stage of coming home, going to the toilet and taking his pants off, putting his trousers back on when he got home from school. Just because he likes to
say
that free.
They're going to listen to this podcast one day and go, why did you just embarrass us?
Why are you telling the world this?
Aurelia's is the fact that she's obsessed with like making out she's pooed herself. She was at the gymnastics club the other day and when she's in gymnastics, I quickly pop off and do my food shop.
Yeah.
I came back and there's always something. So they were like, oh, she pooed herself. She pooed herself. And I was like, I bet she did not poo herself. Looked in her knickers. She's like obsessed. If she has like a little bit of a drip or anything, the knickers have got to come off. But then she has to announce to the world, I've wet myself, I pooed myself. I went back and when we got home, I said, you didn't poo yourself. I said, you had a tiny little mark in your knickers.
Yeah.
And I said, and now the whole gymnastics club think you poo yourself.
What did she say to that? What was her response?
I think she doesn't actually care.
How old is she again?
She's 4.
Oh.
And then she locked herself in the toilet when I'd gone shopping as well. And then I got back and her mum was like, oh, she was crying her eyes out. She'd locked herself in the toilet. I felt terrible.
Yeah, but also when some mums can sometimes really dramatise, like, your child. I remember when...
No, and also when your daughter is dramatic already...
Yeah, and you
I'm
know.
Like, I know she's a drama queen. She was like, I took it, so she went, Mum, I locked myself in this toilet. I'm like, yeah, but you could have just gone like that. You know how to open a door, don't you?
Yeah, I think she just wanted a bit of attention. She went, like, Mum's not here. I want a bit of attention.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Do you have an insatiable fascination with the paranormal? Brace yourself, for the supernatural world is about to reveal all of its secrets on the Paranormal Activity Podcast. And who better to guide you through this hair-raising journey than myself, Yvette Fielding, renowned paranormal investigator. Every episode of Paranormal Activity takes you on an unforgettable adventure into the unknown. But that's not all. The true heart of this podcast lies in the stories, evidence, and questions shared by our devoted listeners. Will you dare to join me? Listen to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, wherever you get your podcasts from.
I remember a mum went to me once. Oh, God, Cooper was crying at football. I just couldn't bear it. And I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Because then it makes you feel guilty, but then you've got nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah. And you know when you know their kids full well cry and scream, and you're like, I'm sure you can bear it, because I think your kids do it, never say it. But
also, disclaimer that when she's actually at gymnastics, she's actually with one of my like really good family friends, so that's why I pop out and go shopping.
So she is safe.
Nobody needs to worry. Katie knows her inside out, so Katie knows.
Yeah, but you can do drop off at a lot of clubs now.
Yeah, and
you?
Also you need time to do like finding time to food shop. That is my time. Oh. On a Monday at 4 o'clock I go food shopping.
There's nothing I hate more than taking Cooper food shopping
with
me.
It's painful if you take a child with
you. Painful. And he's too big for the seats now as well.
Yeah, so he can't even sit in there.
Can't
so you've
got
to like drag him behind
you. Drag him round. And then he wants to carry something and scan all the food. That's it. Oh, God. Kids scanning food. I couldn't think of anything worse than a kid scanning food. It just it pains me.
Is everyone loving this podcast today?
I love it.
Oh, negative Nancy's are out.
We're literally just moaning. Anything else you want to moan about cows? Let's get it out.
No, is there anything I want to moan about? No, I'm good. Are you good? Am I good? I don't know if I'm good.
Cooper's in love at the moment. Just to go off on a tangent.
Really?
He's got a girlfriend.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, and somebody told me the other day that they weren't going to get married. And he sat at home, really quiet after school. I was like, you all right, mate? And he's like, yeah. I was like, is there anything you want to tell mummy? You know, you can always talk to me. And he went, well, there is one thing. I was like, go on. And he's like, so-and-so said that me and the other girl aren't going to get married. And I was like, oh, mate, it's all right. I don't think this is going to be your wife, but I was like, is that what's upsetting you? And he's like, yeah. I was like, they're starting to get those kind of emotions that they're starting to feel.
And it's like, you can't remember as a child having them feelings.
No.
But actually, Aurelia was at my nan's house the other day, and Bodie. I always forget Bodie, but it's just more like Aurelia because she just says loads of stuff. But my nan had got out a letter that I'd wrote a love letter to a boy, obviously, whilst I've been at my nan's house. My nan's kept it.
Oh.
And the boy was called Keith.
No. Keith. Not a Keith.
It
never
was a Keith.
Keith is just a recipe for disaster.
And it was like,
avoid
Keith.
What
did you say? Oh, roses are red, violets are blue. If I could be with anyone, I would choose you. I must have been about 7 or 8 writing this. And already kept going, but that's not Daddy's name. That's not Daddy's name.
Bless
and I was like, I know, but this was a long time ago before Mummy even knew Daddy. Like, I didn't know Daddy then.
That's what I said to Cooper and he didn't like it. When he said about the marriage thing, and I went, well, darling, Daddy wasn't the first person I was with. Oh, as in a boyfriend.
And all
Cooper,
right, George.
And Cooper was, I've had more than one boyfriend. And Cooper was mortified that I'd dared have another boyfriend other than Daddy.
Like, how they think about it in their little world, it is that's just that
there's
beautiful
no one
love
else.
Story.
No yeah. one else exists. I remember I once saw my mum dance with another man, completely you know, there's nothing to it.
Was you devastated?
I was devastated, fell out with mum. I just wouldn't talk to my mum. I think I cried.
Because you felt like she was cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad was right there. He was dancing with a woman, but I just couldn't bear that my mum was dancing with somebody. I was like, how dare she?
It is that mum thing. Actually, some children might be like that about
their dads.
Like daddy's girls.
Yeah, maybe.
So someone else said to me, getting back to the mum thing.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That it was their first visit to the health visitor and they forgot the nappy bag and they did a massive poonami.
Oh, no. There's nothing worse when you're trying to impress the health visitor. And then you've like completely you've failed at the first hurdle. You're like, yes, I've...
But I just feel like the health visitors are real life people as well. And they go, oh, we're all human.
Well, I mean, you say that, honestly. So
I'm just trying to be positive, Georgia.
Well, I know, but...
Are we slagging someone else off?
I don't know if you've noticed, I'm negative today.
I forgot!
I'm in my negative era. Negative girl era. I'll only be for a day, okay? Next week on Mum's A Word, I'll be happy again. I'm solo parenting at the moment, so...
And it's hard work, isn't it?
It's hard, Kels. But no, I remember one of my best friends, when the health visitor came to their house, my best friend had put a candle on just so the house smelt nice and whatever. And the health visitor was like, I'm just a bit concerned about that candle on that table over there. Bear in mind, it was a newborn baby. And Rose was like, oh God, why is it like the fumes from the candle or something? And the health visitor was like, no, just in case the baby knocks it off. And Rose was like, Rose. It was Rose. Rose is like, but the baby can't move. It's 5 weeks old. And she's like,
Bringing that up about the Poonami.
Yeah.
When Aurelia was 3 months old, we went to America. So we travelled from like San Fran to Vegas. It was amazing. It was
she was in Vegas with the kids.
Yeah, at 3 months. And she was conceived in Vegas as well.
Was she?
Vegas is our place,
Vegas, baby.
But we were in... So when we was in LA, Tom was like, oh, I'm going to take some music meetings whilst we're there. I was like, amazing, fantastic. So we had the Tiburon Mall backpack.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
Never Tiburon Mall backpack. And he was like, he used to actually think it was quite a cool backpack and wanted to wear it as
a
his
normal
own
backpack. Yeah.
So Tom took it to a meeting with all my change, nappies. I think he might have left me baby wipes. That was about it.
Oh, no.
She pooed everywhere and we had nothing. She was just sat in the back of this hire car, naked, crying.
Oh, bless.
Luckily, LA is a warm place to be in. But I was like, oh, my God, why did... Because he actually just liked the look of the backpack. He was like, yeah, this backpack's cool.
Why did nobody think to check what was in there and what you have?
Because, you know, when you're just in it, there was so much going on. Tom's leaving to go to this. We're probably on the holiday. It's all go, go, go. And then I'm like, he's actually left me with nothing.
Oh. Was there any shops nearby? I can't imagine. I have been to Vegas. I can't remember seeing any, like... shops where you would buy baby
bits.
Well,
literally, we popped out for a meeting, so he was coming back. But I was like, only Tom would take the whole of the baby changing.
No, Kels, not only Tom. Danny would do that as well. Because they are very similar people. We discovered.
And just not think it through and be like, oh, she might need that.
Yeah.
And as he got to the meeting, unzips, get his laptop out and go, oh, I've actually got all the baby stuff in this too.
Do you reckon he even realised? No. He probably got to the meeting and didn't even notice.
No, he's probably just... signing a record deal or something.
Yeah, just busy signing a deal. How dare he? I did actually forget nappies on a long haul flight. Yeah.
Did they have any spares?
No, I had to scrounge off other parents that were on the flight. I was like, how does anybody...
I feel like that's a better mum foul than the falling not
do you,
over.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Should have brought that one to the table
first. Yeah, should have brought that. Well, here we are. I forgot, yeah.
I'm opening the can of worms, see?
No, God, there's
anyone
probably so many more.
Anyone listening, we have them all the time
all
as
the
parents.
Time. Yeah.
And you've just got to let go of it because I know some people give themselves such a hard time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Just let it go because you know what? We are all human.
And we all do it. We do all do it. Like, if anyone says this, they've never had a mum fail.
You're lying.
You're a liar. You're a liar. Just don't believe it. So me and Kels have actually got something very exciting to talk about as well, haven't we?
We have.
So we are going to be at the NEC in Birmingham. Mum's the Word, the podcast, is actually one of the official partners of the Baby Show, which is very exciting.
It's so exciting.
Go
I just feel like that's an moment. Like, that's huge.
It's huge.
So
it's
me
huge.
And George are going to be on stage basically doing this.
This is what we're going to be
doing right now.
And it's probably going to be less filtered.
Yeah.
So come and listen. And also, we will be answering questions live on stage, won't we? So
I'm quite scared. Now you've said that, I'm a bit like...
Imagine if someone asks us a really, really, like, deep intellectual question. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
We do have experts on to answer that.
Yeah,
we aren't actually the experts.
Just ask
We are winging it.
Yeah, just ask us about mum fails. We can tell you about that.
We've got a few.
But we have got a code.
Go on, George, give them the code.
Right, I will tell you the code. So the first 20 people to use our exclusive code, which is mum's the word, all one word, no spaces, will receive 2 complimentary tickets to the Baby Show at the NEC Birmingham, which is on the 10th to the 12th of May. So very soon.
This weekend.
Oh my God, it's this weekend. It's this weekend. So get applying now. Yeah, use our code and the first 20 people will get complimentary tickets.
And come along and watch us do what we do best.
Yeah.
Talking.
And Kels, tell us what you're going to be selling at the show.
Guys. I'm going to be selling my book.
She's going to be selling a book.
My autobiography.
Yes.
I'm going to be selling it.
I've got a copy.
If you want to know more about my life, get down to the NEC and purchase one of my books.
Yeah, and I am going to be selling, I don't know whether anybody knows, but I have a notebook range, and a lot of new mums need notebooks. So there'll be a little stand with Kelsey's autobiography.
Can I have one of your notebooks?
Yeah, of course you can.
Thanks, babe.
So that will be there as well, alongside us two. But it would be lovely to see you all. Come and watch
us. And meet you all in person.
Exactly. Exactly. We were actually really nice people and we're not scary at all, are we? The only other thing I think we need to say is that there are two other baby show dates. So there's the baby show, which is in Manchester, at Manchester Central, 7th to the 9th of June. And then there is the baby show at the Olympia, London, 25th to the 27th of October.
Can I just say a funny story that I went to that last year with Kelsey, because she just had Winnie.
Yeah.
And they wanted to, the press wanted to take pictures of me, and I was going, can I just hold the baby? Because I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant. Like, can we just all clear this up that I'm not actually pregnant?
We don't want to start a story here.
Yeah, do you know when I was like, oh my God, there's going to be a story that I'm pregnant.
That so would have been like, an absolute scandal.
Can I hold Winnie? And they were like, yeah, but we sort of don't want you with the baby. I'm like, but why else would I be here?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
I've literally
to have
come
a baby.
Here to support my best friend who's had a baby.
I love that. That's so funny.
So yeah, if they like us, they might even ask us back for the 27th. Maybe the 25th and the 27th of October at the Olympia.
Maybe we'll be in Manchester and the Olympia.
Right, bring your A game, okay?
Okay, I will,
this
I promise.
Weekend, A game.
Okay, what I'm going to do is get loads of sleep and I will be there full of energy.
Yes, I can't wait to see you all. So I've been Kelsey Parker.
And I've been Georgia Jones. That's how we need to end it.
And we've been Mum's the Word.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.